This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's COVID metrics are improving. The seven-day rate of positive coronavirus tests are just 2.5%, the lowest since the pandemic began. But the threat of COVID continues for unvaccinated people. There were 24 deaths statewide in the last week of May. Officials are watching for more transmissible variants, which are now the dominant strain in Colorado and fueling higher case numbers in Mesa County. Coloradans can call a new hotline to check if they are eligible for the state's vaccine cash giveaway. CPR's Paolo Shalceda reports.
Instead of using the state's online database, vaccinated people can call a phone number to check their eligibility. Colorado is holding 5 weekly drawings of $1 million to incentivize vaccinations. But some have reported difficulty finding their immunization records online. The new hotline connects callers with a human representative who will manually look up their records. The number is 1-877-268-2926. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Two backcountry snowboarders who triggered an avalanche last year have pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. The Summit Daily reports Tyler DeWitt and Evan Hannibal were each sentenced to 20 hours of community service and ordered to pay $11,000 in fines. The avalanche buried a service road and destroyed an avalanche mitigation unit near I-70 in Summit County. Denver is at 88 degrees. This is CPR News.